Thank you, Zoni, and welcome everybody. Zoni's already said I'm going to talk about the Women Won't Wait campaign, but I'm also going to talk about broader sort of advocacy around the intersection of violence against women and HIV. My name is Niranjana. I work with ActionAid. I'm based in South Africa, and I'm also the international coordinator of the Women Won't Wait End HIV and Violence Against Women Now campaign. Women Won't Wait is a coalition of organizations from the North and the South, and we seek accelerated and effective responses to the linkages of violence against women and HIV. We know women and girls face violence in their homes, their streets, communities, schools, markets, prisons, health institutions, and other places. We also know that violence against women and girls is a key driver of HIV and in many times a consequence of HIV infection in women. Violence increases women's vulnerability to HIV infection, and HIV positive women may become easy targets for violence, discrimination, and other rights violations because they are HIV positive and they're women. If HIV programs are to stem the spread, they have to be aligned to address the reality of gender inequality and many women's everyday experience of sexual, social, and economic subordination. HIV policies, programs, and funding streams have to be informed by and respond to the gender-specific vulnerabilities of women and girls, the gender-specific impact of HIV epidemic on women and girls, as well as the gender-specific impact of HIV interventions on women and girls. And violence against women contributes to women's and girls' vulnerabilities. It contributes to the impact of the epidemic as well as the impact of the interventions, whether these be prevention, treatment, or care interventions. And I do want to point out that this is an important thing, that we don't just look at the intersection of violence against women and HIV when it comes to women's vulnerabilities, because that's what a lot of agencies do. That, you know, you talk about sexual violence, you talk about rape, and you talk about how to stop the transmission to women and how to stop the feminization of the epidemic. But we have to look at the gender-specific impacts of the HIV pandemic on women, as well as the gender-specific impact of the interventions themselves, the HIV interventions themselves on women. Governments committed to address women's vulnerability to the HIV epidemic, including violence against women, as part of the Declaration of Commitment in 2001. Specifically, Goal 61 said, by 2005, ensure development and accelerated implementation of national strategies for women's empowerment and promotion and protection of women's full enjoyment of all human rights and reduction of their vulnerability to HIV/AIDS through the elimination of all forms of discrimination as well as all forms of violence against women and girls, including harmful cultural customary practices, abuse, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, battery, trafficking of women, etc. 7 years later, and I know that some of you have heard Alessandra present the Gestos research, but I want to refer to that briefly in my presentation as well. In 2008, and we're sort of looking at 2001 when the Declaration of Commitment was made, 7 years later, Gestos, in partnership with CSOs in 16 countries, monitored UNGAS goals on women's sexual and reproductive health and rights, including elimination of violence against women. This research shows that although many of these 16 countries have legislation of violence against women, this is not accompanied by implementation, resource allocation, coordination between different state machineries, design and delivery of specialized services for survivors of violence, whether they be shelters or they be, you know, legal aid, or even integrated HIV SRHR services and integrated HIV and anti-violence services, or indeed the widespread sustained rights education. This lack of integration is not limited to these 16 countries or indeed to national governments. In early 2007, the Women Won't Wait campaign released a report called Show Us the Money, Is Violence Against Women on the Funding Agenda? HIV funding agenda. We tracked UNAIDS and four major public donors to assess their commitment to addressing violence against women in their HIV portfolios. These agencies were UNAIDS, as I said, the Global Fund, DFID, PEPFAR, and the World Bank. We found that although their policy positions acknowledged a link between violence against women and gender inequality and the spread of the HIV epidemic, this was hardly ever recognized as one of the key drivers of the epidemic, nor translated to program guidelines, action plans, targets, indicators, monitoring and evaluation, or indeed funding streams. We were especially interested in identifying resources these agencies allocated to anti-violence programming within their HIV portfolios. We found that none of these agencies were tracking their programming for and funding to address violence against women and its intersection with HIV. Over the last year, we've seen some developments. These the most significant, and some of you might know this, the most significant have been the Global Fund's decision to institutionalize a gender-sensitive response to the three diseases, and UNAIDS was the only one to introduce new activities specially designed to confront violence against women and girls in the context of HIV pandemic, and including anti-violence programs in their 2005-2008 estimation of global resource needs. However, it is important to point out that the estimate itself is inadequate, and the costing has been limited to prevention interventions. And this is, and sort of going back to what I said earlier, that it is a lot of agencies sort of focus on prevention interventions rather than looking at all of the HIV interventions. While the positive changes in policy are welcome first steps, one of the central problems we identified in 2007 remains. The means of measuring, tracking, and quantifying support to violence against women and girls within HIV portfolios continue to lag. And I'm going to refer to the new UNAIDS report, and Stephen Lewis had referred to that as well, to this specific piece. UNAIDS recently released 2008 report on the global AIDS epidemic notes that while more than 80% of national governments report a focus on women as part of their multi-sectoral strategy for HIV, only 52% report having a dedicated budget allocation for programming addressing women's issues. Although we as women's rights activists, recognize that this is important information, it isn't enough. We need sound tracking and monitoring of how these funds are used to address gender inequality and violence against women. We need to know that this focus on women and focus on women reported by governments actually advance women's human rights and gender equality. If there are no tracking mechanisms, accountability becomes very difficult, if not impossible. Even as we focus on the intersection of violence against women and HIV, we remain aware of the broader challenge for women's rights and gender equality work. AVID's research has shown the dismal state of funding for women's rights work, lack of resources dedicated to women's empowerment, and gender equality is only a sign of wider lack of commitment to achieving gender equality and women's rights. The UN is a case in point. We all know that UNIFEM has inadequate resources, limited mandate, clout, and operational presence. To bring our discussion back to the violence against women and HIV, although UNIFEM has led work at the intersection, it isn't even at the table when decisions are being made regarding the UN's global AIDS response. Neither are women and women's rights advocates at the table when national HIV policies and planning processes are taking place. Guided by all of this, the Women Won't Wait campaign has been calling for a number of actions from multilateral donors, bilateral donors, as well as national governments. I'm only going to touch on a little more than a couple of the recommendations that we've made. Governments and donors to articulate or refine a clear policy framework that gives priority to violence against women. I didn't do that. That gives priority to violence against women and girls and HIV/AIDS and their linkages. The policy framework should ensure should ensure... Okay, I've been told that my time is up. I just wanted to say that we've been asking for a clear policy framework. We've been asking for resources that need to be provided to anti-violence programming within HIV, in all of HIV interventions, not just prevention interventions. We've been asking for specific means for measuring work that address violence against women and girls in HIV budgets. And we are asking for voices and experiences of women, especially women living with HIV and survivors of violence, to be given a prominent position in designing and scaling up the global AIDS response. And what we've also been asking for is the agencies as well as national governments to develop and integrate targets and indicators to address violence against women and HIV in prevention, HIV prevention, treatment, care, and support interventions. And Women Won't Wait, in fact, has developed a series of targets and indicators that integrate violence against women and HIV. And we've been giving them to national governments as well as multilateral and bilateral agencies. And we need support from all of you so that these indicators or these an adaption of these indicators get integrated across the board, across the HIV interventions. And if you want any more information, please visit womenwontwait.org. Thank you very much.